Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, November 29th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I do have a lot in store for you today, folks. I have a couple of special appearances. Firstly, of course, I do have my regular Tuesday co-host here with us, folks. Yes, the man, the myth, the legend. He walks with heavy boots through the delicate field of political correctness, laughing at the footprints he just made. He never understood why hate was not named one of his four basic food groups. He is Paul in California.
Good day, Richard. Looking forward to our talk today. I understand we have someone else on, and I have a brief rant chambered. You just tell me when I can go.
Okay, well, you know, we can... yes, bring our guest on after your rant. Sure, waiting in queue, curious as I, to hear your thoughts this morning, sir.
Well, you know, as you may know or not know, we have a serious problem in this country, Richard. We need workers. We need more workers. Because, you know, the population here just isn't reproducing fast enough. And so... we need more workers. That's an issue. You know, says the demon, devious, lying Jew and all his Jew cohorts. You know, this is just code speak for we need more brown people. We need more black people. We need more people that you don't want. And it's funny how all these workers somehow need, you know, welfare assistance, subsidized housing, debit cards, food stamps. You know, it's amazing. I guess the jobs that they're doing that are so necessary maybe just don't pay enough. So we need to fully support them. What's another thing that's amazing about these unbelievably, you know, devious, lying, chutzpah-filled Jews is that they say something that is so mockingly untrue, it staggers the imagination. Everywhere you look, there's fewer and fewer jobs that require manual labor. Okay, even the grocery store and all the major chain stores now, the cashier is quickly becoming a thing of the past as we all go through the automated checkout. And of course, factories are more and more going towards automation, even the ones that we build overseas for the overseas workers. And yet somehow we need more workers. Never mind that self-driving trucks are already in existence and they're scheduled to come online even in greater numbers in the years to come. We need more workers, Richard. It's just one of those things where we just have to get used to it. And, of course, what more workers means to these Jews is more low-IQ brown people and black people that nobody wants and that no civilization was ever built by, but... God, we need them, don't we? I could go on in this pattern here, but you get the point. It's to me, the baldness and the boldness of these lying, deceiving, demonic Jews is just seems to know no end.
Wow.
Comments.
Well, that is okay. Yeah, no, first thing in the morning there, that is... certainly something to weigh, but yeah, we do have a an additional component guest here with us, a fellow RBN broadcaster, no less, a Southern gentleman, a fine thought criminal and domestic terrorist in his own right, Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener. Hello, Stephen.
Howdy, Richard. Hello, Paul. More workers. That's, yeah. When you were saying that, you know, I thought, we need more payers. We need more people here so they'd have to compete for workers. But, you know, I thought about it more. What we need is a whole different system. But Yeah, excellent rant to start with, sir. I'm glad you had that chambered. And yeah, it is. It's, yeah.
And I commented to you, Stephen. I found Paul's commentary to Jeremy's broadcast last night rather interesting. Did you get a chance to check that out in the archive by any chance?
No, I'm sorry. I did not do that before okay. broadcast. Sorry.
All right. Well,
but yeah. Go ahead. Basically, Paul, paraphrase. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Paul. If you could, because I was curious. You know, I mean, because now you know we have so many saviors. You know, ready in queue. We have Putin. We have Trump. We have Kanye. We have Nick Fuentes, and of course, we also have Elon with our backs. You know, I mean, free speech is coming back to Twitter. We just heard another update on that. Trust in the plan, Paul.
Right. Well, I'd have to listen again to exactly what I said last night, but I believe the gist of it was that, you know, we're always looking at theater, no matter what it is we think. So, you know, if we're hearing about it, if it's being talked about, even on all these platforms, which I certainly believe they have the capability to shut down or to limit people's access, they've already shown that. So if these discussions are being allowed, you know, and even promoted by, you know, even by the so-called the various participants, then I think that we need to be suspicious, you know, right off the bat. You know, what game or what con is being run? You know, what's the agenda? And I certainly believe in many ways they love to just, you know, mock us with the dialogue that we're having, right? I mean, when you think about it, they know we're talking about them, right? It's no secret. So why not to just put it out there, but with these characters, which they can continue to rather easily disparage in the media that they own and control? I mean, is it really that hard to disparage Nick Fuentes or Kanye West or Milo Yiannopoulos or even Donald Trump? As you know, Donald Trump has gone through, you know, the better part of a decade of being mocked and ridiculed and disparaged by the mainstream press. And all you have to do is just go back and look at some of the headlines. I was looking at USA Today on a regular basis at this one job post I was working back in 2020, and the headlines about Trump probably appeared once or twice a week with some regularity in this paper, and they were always, you know, just the kind of slander that is just reserved for political figures that don't meet their kosher stamp of approval. And then also the photographs that I saw. This was the other thing, is many of the photographs I saw in these papers, including the San Jose Mercury News, among others, it always seemed to show Donald Trump in a very unfavorable light or with an expression on his face that he himself would not pick as far as, you know, being one of the better photos to put out there. And so this is what they do. And so in my opinion, pairing Trump with Milo, with Nick Fuentes, you know, with Kanye is just another part of their ongoing con game, and I don't really think it's going to make a difference if he was elected president tomorrow and he appointed Kanye as anti-Semitic chief of staff. Don't see any difference being made.
This is the way I see it. Now, fool me once, Charlottesville, shame on me. Fool me twice, January 6th, shame on you. Oh, I'm sorry, that's actually the wrong way around, right? Fool me once, Charlottesville, shame on you. Fool me twice, January 6th, shame on me for not seeing a similar pattern leading up to a similar lack of justice and prosecutions, imprisonment. But after all that, okay, fool me a third time. And that would be, I suppose, symbolic by the Trump presidency and Elon taking over Twitter, in my view, right now. Fool me a third time. You know, you really need to cook up a good amount of street cred. You know, that's what this is for Trump, I think. But this triangle of Trump, Kanye, and now Nick Fuentes. I actually forgot about Milo. Allegedly, he's now no longer gay. I mean, but just to throw that in the mix, just to have diversity. Oh, look, you know, okay, yeah, Trump has Zionist affiliations, but look, he's willing to stand up and be hardcore for the alt-right. You don't need another savior. you know, Trump is still your guy, new and improved Trump. Stephen, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. They're trying. We discussed that before. How they're trying to give him his alt-right cred back, because I remember when Trump first announced, that was when you still could speak freely about these things on YouTube and Facebook, and people were having the discussions that should take place in the public square.
And if I were to correct or alter that, as opposed to, you know, you don't need to find someone else. Trump's still your guy, or more importantly, you don't have to give up on legal or political solutions. You know, trust the plan. You know, and that's why I see Elon as just very suspect as well. Elon, he says the expose of Twitter's free speech suppression is coming soon. So we have all of this. Another headline: Twitter stops enforcing COVID-19 misinformation policy. You know, let's see how much that goes on. I'm sure that if to any extent that occurs for a length of time, that you, well, we have threats already. The European Union want to block Twitter from any of the internet users over there. But yeah, what about Elon, Paul? Would you?
Well, Richard, I would actually say that is probably one of the more astute bits of analysis I've heard from you in a while, and I pretty much agree. Essentially, to sum up what you just said, I would say if Trump was a turkey, they're trying to baste him with some alt-right anti-Semitic juices to make him look a little bit more delectable to the slow of wit. That would be my way. Did you like the way I just put it there for you?
And Stephen, I'm sorry I cut you kind of short there. I just wanted to throw in some. But please, if you want to elaborate more on these topics.
Well, it also could be observed or inferred or whatever that it's okay for this ex-gay guy to call out Jewish power. It's okay for this black guy to call it, but not you white guys. Don't you ever speak of it. It's not something you can say. Kind of like the new it, whatever word you can't say or whatever you can't mention, it comes down on white guys first, seems to me. Maybe I'm just paranoid. What do you think, Paul?
Well, I would just add to what you said. It's okay for white guys as long as you're, say, Richard Spencer, okay? Other than that, no. You're exactly correct. You know, again, I think it's part of the game, the con. It's a short con, a medium con, a long con. Let's get it out there. Let's get it talked about, but it ain't changing, right? We're not going to have any congressman or senator introduce a resolution to nationalize our currency and take it out of Jewish control, are we? You know, we're not going to have any kind of national resolution from any legislative body or an executive order from our president to say eliminate all Jewish influence at the CIA or the FBI. Are we? You know, I could go on this list, right? So the bottom line is this, is the core issue, the only issue we're speaking about, if you're a man and man enough to realize what the problem is that these people exist among us. That's the issue. And until that gets addressed, I don't think that these problems that we continue to talk about and have, you know, roundtables and, you know, make videos and have websites, these problems that provide the fuel for all of those aforesaid things are never going to go away, and we're always going to be talking about the latest problem that's being imposed upon us. Meanwhile, if I was just activated as chief impaler, I could get to work, and Chuck Schumer would be first on my list, and I'm not talking about any food. I'm not talking about any smooth wood like birch or anything. I'm talking about knotty pine with some of the branch stubs still on there. You're in line, Schumer, and so many other people. Oh, my God. Is that a Fed post? No, it's just hyperbole from a maniac.
Well, yeah, there were some references Jeremy made to some hyperbole in the Nick Fuentes clip. I haven't even really seen any videos of, or really even heard much of him speak, you know, really. I've just heard third parties mentioned and described over the years. And I don't know, I was a bit surprised. He sounded a bit effeminate in his tone of voice. You know, I don't know how hard hitting he is with a lot of racial realities. but he's, you know, hanging out with Kanye, he probably isn't stressing those things at the very least. It does seem like a bit of a an alt-light representative of the alt-right of the past decade. But yeah, you don't have a good vibe as well, Paul. You said when you hear him speak, and just the impression you get in the vein I'm speaking.
Right. I don't think he's as bad as Richard Spencer in this light, but he does not inspire kind of the manly leadership confidence that we want, that we look for. You know, when you go back and you look at a man like Hitler, I mean, we've all seen photographs of him, and we've all seen, moving pictures of him and so forth. And despite, you know, whatever size he may have been, I mean, I think he was a medium-sized man. I think it was maybe 5'9". I don't even think he was 5'10". But, you know, just his face, his eyes, you know, he inspired that manly determination, that manly confidence in leadership that we need. And that was the game of Trump. I mean, you know, I heard Trump's State of the Union message when I still wasn't a full believer, but I was hopeful. And I heard his State of the Union message, and I thought, wow. I mean, I've never heard any State of the Union message like that. And I was somewhat inspired and hopeful. I'm thinking, all right, that kicks ass. Let's see if this comes to pass. Well, we all know what happened.
Stephen?
I take solace in the fact that that message at least still resonates with enough people here in this country. Or what's left of it. That's one thing that I did like about this whole thing. I mean, by the time it was the Syrian false flag attack, it was like, yes, it's same old, same boss, new boss, same as the old boss, beat, you know, the same old thing. But that the UN speech as well as this acceptance speech, I particularly thought they were good. And I'm not placing all of the State of the Union, but he did say the right things partly. He just didn't follow through with them, and he had. You know, and the system itself is designed to enslave and imprison us. So, you know, we can't, you know, I think we got to have a new system. But that's just my opinion.
Well, I think we got to start out first with with no system. You know, like Jeremy said last night, you know, he was looking for division. You know, he was looking for, you know, chaos, all these things. Many people, because, I mean, we'll just take one issue. Okay, which is immigration. This is the simplest and easiest issue to solve of all times. And it just shows you exactly what we're looking at here. If you were to ask volunteers, whatever state you're from, come on down, bring your weapons. You know, we're going to serve you coffee and donuts, but all the other expenses on your own. We just need volunteers to help us at the border. Do you think there would be any shortage of guys to show up? No way. It would be so easily solved and so quickly. But they don't want it to happen. And as a matter of fact, we already have laws, which we all know are not being enforced. And if any individual state tries to enforce them, or if we, the people, try to enforce the laws that our elected legislative bodies have already passed, right, the government would come against us. The government would come against us with violence. If we tried to enforce the laws that the government says are the ones that are already in existence on the books that are actively not being enforced by the government. So you can see the quandary that we're in. It's easy to figure out. The government is our enemy. That's it. The government's our enemy. There's no doubt about it.
Well, on that note, we have the first break. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Tuesday co-host Paul in California and additional co-host Stephen Douglas Whitener. And, well, I had some news to get your thoughts on as well, gentlemen. I mean, we have more talk of these private central bank digital currencies. People talking about it more in the open, Christine Lagarde and this guy from Bank of International Settlements as well, and some videos up all over on Twitter and what have you. Of course, the green agenda is another way to control us. The pandemic treaty that they're still moving forward with, plans for multiple shots per year, according to Fauci, you know, and he's claiming the unvaccinated are still the biggest problem in his last speech. As well, no less. This China thing, you know, with their zero COVID, I don't know. Many people are trying to. Well, we have Klaus Schwab praising China in general. Their social credit system as well. Look to them for the model. You know, it's so obvious to us just how many people would need to be brought to the guillotines, basically. But, I don't know, Paul, you were texting me. Was that something you wanted to mention on the air?
Well, no, I just sent you one of my favorite quotes from Nietzsche. You can read it if you like.
Okay, yes. Quoted by and attributed to Friedrich Nietzsche. Quote, "I have often laughed at the weaklings who thought themselves good because they had no claws." Unquote. Stephen,
yeah.
How would you interpret that? Let's hear how Stephen interprets
that. Well, I will tell a little story about the fourth little pig, right? You had the three little pigs, and then after the brick house, and he couldn't blow it down, he walked on down the road, and he came to the fourth little pig's house, which was made of wolf skulls. They're not very sturdy, but they send a message. So that's what came to mind when I read that. I'm sorry,
Stephen,
guys.
Stephen, I brought you here to try to temper the Fed post.
I'm sorry. I apologize, sir.
Wow, I picked the wrong Southern gentleman.
We had enough down here in Dixie, too. I'm afraid, man. It's just...
Well, I'll throw a text.
I know. Go ahead. Sorry. I can't temper that. I agree. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, Paul, I'll tell you this. Well, from one Bay Area resident to another, my governor's better than yours is.
that's not saying much. Yeah, that's not saying much. But no, seriously, just quickly going back to immigration, since there's a little bit of a lull here. You know, I've always thought of it this way, going back, you know, when I first started thinking about it, that's 30 years ago, 25 for sure, but, you know, 30 years ago. And what I noticed is when I started to become aware of the ever-increasing tide that became a deluge of Asian immigration out here. I mean, the Mexican immigration was always present, and I'm not sure how much it increased during this 15 to 20-year span, but the pace of the transformation that took place in the San Francisco Bay Area in a mere 15 to 20 years is absolutely mind-boggling. You went from occasionally, and this is when I grew up, I went to high school and college in the 1970s, and you would occasionally see Asians, okay? I mean, occasionally. In my graduating class in high school, there was two or three out of a class of 700, to give you an idea. Their presence was minimal. Now, the presence of Asians here in all of California, but especially the Bay Area, is overwhelming. It is just unbelievable. It's staggering. You literally see nothing but Indians, Chinese, Vietnamese. You know, we do have Cambodians and Laotians too, also Filipinos. It's just overwhelming. And it spoke to me so loudly back then because I saw the tidal wave coming. I was politically incorrect way before they started talking about politically incorrect. I mean, really.
Right.
You know, I was just saying these things like, what are these people doing here? And this is just, I go, there's, and back then they said there was a billion people in China. 30 years ago, they talked about a billion. Now they're talking about 1.4. Okay, this is just, it's a one-way street for us in terms of it's a one-way street towards disaster. And I'm sure in other parts of the country they have maybe different demographics. But this is an issue. It's being done on purpose. Nobody wants it. We didn't vote on it. And if we ourselves tried to enforce the laws that already exist, the government would turn against us. So we know what time it is. We know what the score is. And it's just a matter of embracing the hard and bitter truth.
Yeah, well, I see we're right up against the bottom of the hour break. I have actually a few more stories and get Mr. Whitener's commentary after the bottom of the hour. Stick around for these words from our commercial sponsors, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. OxySilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Tuesday co-host Paul in California, and additional co-host Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener, host of the Saturday RBN broadcast Thought Crime Live. And tune in Saturdays, 10 a.m. Central. And, well, just to quickly rip through some of the headlines here. I see we have a caller in the queue, but and this I want to touch on more tomorrow, but in related topics, Mr. Musk and China and their economy. But Elon Musk is out there warning China's economic collapse is far worse than you think. What's coming is way worse than a recession. There's so much, though, talk of this with China. Some is validated with their property market and everything. Much will extend globally, but is to some extent it exaggerated as cover for our collapsing economy and Europe's collapsing economy. So, I mean, but there's a lot I'd like to go into tomorrow regarding China and Elon. As far as some of the other quick headlines, I mentioned how Twitter is stopping the enforcement of COVID-19 misinformation policies. We'll see how that plays out. Endless booster shots. Fauci says we may need to go back to multiple COVID shots each year. I mentioned that briefly. Fauci said, quote, I'm still not saying it right, okay? There's just a quote for a couple words here, to be exact, verbatim. But Fauci said, I'm, quote, almost certain, unquote, I didn't fund creation of COVID virus. Now, there's still many in both camps, does it exist or not? Was it created in a lab or not? But yeah, I'm almost certain I didn't fund some of the work in these labs, we could just put it as, okay, he's almost certain, really, Fauci? I mean, come on now. Come on now. How stupid are we? Fauci's seven-hour deposition. A deposition is, and what we know so far of the deposition, we're getting a good amount that is going to be available, it seems. The transcript's not yet available. Reporters were allowed in, however, so we'll see how that plays out. Elon, again, I said Elon is exposing the amount of automation, you know, with the algorithms, the amount of censorship, social engineering. But yeah, he's saying Twitter's free speech suppression end. You know, the expose of what it's been doing with free speech suppression is coming soon. Let's see, we had some gender fluid nuclear official charged with felony theft. Biden's woke appointees there. Sweden seeks to revoke permanent residency permits in migrant crackdown. That's the stuff you don't hear about much in the news. You know, when some of the European nations start pushing against the anti-white agenda, the immigration, that doesn't get any coverage. So you're not supposed to think about that. The Netherlands, for the Great Reset, the Netherlands are to forcefully shut down 3,000 farms. That should make Bill Gates' investments in GMOs happy. And, of course, for the Green Agenda.
I don't see that ever happening.
Well, okay. Well, those are my stories. And, yeah, make what you will of them, gentlemen. Or back to more pressing topics, perhaps. But, again, I do have a caller in queue. Any feedback on any of that from either of you first, Paul?
No, let's take the caller. You know, some of those headlines are just more fear propaganda. I can't see them forcefully closing 3,000 farms. It's absurd.
Well, it is my role my duty to report some of this, of course, you know, in my
sure.
weekly shows in addition to our analysis.
Walter
Stephen,
Cronkite,
I don't know, is there anything that in particular that you wanted to make a comment on before we go to the call?
Well, you mentioned China. There was this video that I saw that a woman did in China that spoke a lot of, I mean, it showed how afraid people are there of this red QR code. This woman was I think she was a Russian tourist, and so she spoofed that there's a red QR code on her phone asking a touristy question of someone, and they saw that and they would just run. They would run because of the way that they've been treated. It's like the model for what they want for the prison planet there with all these codes and the digital currency and stuff. That's a big issue right there. I think there's something happening there more than just, you know, than just the normal scripted cycle, although that's bears watching anyway. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, well, it's very telling how you have Christine Lagarde openly admitting. These private central bankers are just openly admitting now that it's all about not losing control. And from the European Central Bank there with her recent statement, I can see how, you know, we don't have many alternatives. You know, we talk about local currencies as something mm-hmm. or bartering, you know, and see how long it could last before there's some standoff. Such as the Bundy situation or something. But, yeah, people mm-hmm. should try to do what they can.
I agree.
For sure. Yeah. But, yeah, it will remain to be seen. I don't know. So make another comment. I kind of lost my train of thought. Too many things at once here. But, yeah, we could go to the phones. We have James in Vancouver. Hello, James. How are you doing today, sir?
Yeah, good morning. I wanted to say I once met and made the acquaintance of one of Hitler's movie makers. This guy worked directly under Goebbels. He started talking a bit about his life and working with Goebbels and this kind of thing. And it was an interesting conversation. And unfortunately, I asked him a couple of questions. One, had he ever met Reinhard Gehlen? And with that, he immediately turned and walked away. And that taught me a very hard lesson is when one starts talking to these guys in history, don't ask them questions. Just, you know, be a fly on the wall and listen. So this is a. But
why don't you tell us what you think
of the reason that was? I mean, some of us here probably know Reinhard Gehlen more than others, but why do you think this made him uncomfortable? Well, he was being protected. His identity was being protected, probably
Whose identity was being protected?
The guy I was talking to.
Oh, okay.
His identity would be protected from those who might wish to inspire to bring him up on charges for being, hate crimes or crimes against humanity, something like that.
What does Reinhard Gehlen have to do with that?
Well, Reinhard Gehlen was the head of intelligence for the Third Reich.
Right.
I dropped the name Reinhard Gehlen, okay? So obviously he knew who Reinhard Gehlen was.
Yeah. Well,
Reinhard Gehlen.
He should also know that we put him to work. Right, that we basically took him in to our intelligence services, and we paid him money, a lot of money over the years.
Well, I'm sure he knew that too, but he didn't really know who I was, so he's not going to say anything. I could have been anybody.
Gotcha.
Anyway, the open border thing that you mentioned, all of that, I believe, comes out of people like the Central Intelligence Agency, who've been working on this plan for probably years. And that's why nobody can do anything about it, because they're saying, a national security. Yeah, there we are. See? And then you got Chuck Schumer getting up there like a total idiot and saying what he's saying, we need all of these people, right? See? This is the madness of it, but that's what I call the comment on.
It's a transparent slap in the face. You may or may not have heard Dave Scorpio last week talk about, they're saying the same thing in Iceland, okay? A little island in the North Atlantic that probably very few people would want to live in, and probably would be very difficult to make a living at, especially if you're a non-white foreigner who doesn't speak the language. But the Icelandic government is going along with the globalist program by saying that we need workers. Okay, Iceland needs workers. I'm sure they're doing the same thing in Ireland and these other Nordic and Scandinavian countries. It's ridiculous, and I don't know how the vast majority of people don't see through it. And of course, we always have the collaborator cuck whites who go along with it. Oh yeah, diversity is so good. Yeah, oh yeah, we need more workers. Those people go first.
Stephen?
Yeah. Well, this is happening on a global basis, right? And the upshot is to demoralize you, right? Go ahead.
When they say need more workers, what they need is more cattle and more of a mob to use against the people that were in this nation to start with, that they're harvesting, basically. I mean, if you can't see that, maybe you can't see that all at once unless you look for a long time. But, you know, you can see that this is not serving the interest of the people who are native here. They're destroying us. It's what the suicide of the West. And, you know, I don't know how to point that out to people if they can't see it. That's a hard thing to get somebody to, here, have a little red pill, you know. But, no, yeah, people have to learn it on their own a lot of times. But it's becoming more and more obvious if you look and just open your eyes and read some of these stories that Richard was quoting earlier, too, but especially the border.
And it's worth pointing out, Stephen, to add to everybody's understanding of this, is there was a term that I was made familiar with back in the 90s by first my brother and then a website called VDare, and the term is deracinated or deracinated. And this is the program that they've used against us for a very, very long time to basically strip away our racial consciousness and our racial identity so that that's the first thing that we have to get back. Otherwise, again, we will be prevented from seeing what it is to see. And the second thing is to make a mockery of the difference between races by saying it's just skin color. I saw some video the other day. This guy was awake, and he was trying to get across the point. But then he goes back to the old, well, you know, skin is just a difference in melanin or skin color, which, of course, is absurd. It's like saying the only difference in cars is the paint job. It's an absurdity.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it. Thanks, Paul. Yeah, I agree. There's more to it than that, and they don't want you to even consider that possibility, that it's not just a construct, and you know, yeah, they don't want you to look at reality.
We hear both, depending on the agenda of the moment. Is there overpopulation, or is there a need to import more workers into the U.S.? We have these claims. I was reading a couple articles on China earlier. One is claiming that in the last decade, the middle class increased, and then another article is the opposite, that the middle class has decreased, like we've had over here in recent decades. Which is it?
Well, I was going to say, just I'll finish this off, and then I can let everybody else talk. I know I got a lot of airtime today, and I appreciate it. But seeing as how I seem to be in good company here, and my comments are welcome, I'm just going to further the racial idea here, all right? The other absurd mockery of this is the fact that none of these people that they want to bring in, these Arabic Islamic goat herders and camel jockeys, these Hispanic tortilla pounders, and these Asian rice paddy workers, they are not capable. This is historical evidence. It's verifiable. It's documentable. They're not capable of building a modern technological society the way that we did, the way that we've already done, and is exactly what it is they enjoy living in, right? With, you know, shall we say, pressurized running water through pipes, okay, and electricity. These two basic things which make modern civilization possible were white inventions. And by the way, one of the most important things that was invented by us is this metal technology, metallurgy, and working with these dissimilar materials so that all these things can work. In order to have pressurized water running through pipes, you're going to need a lot of machine tools to make the pipes. You're going to need hardened bearings to make the pumps to push the water, and on and on. I mean, just watch a video on, if you can, on some of these factories that make pipes, that make copper wiring, that do all these different things, and marvel at the machines that we built that are at work in these factories.
Yeah,
these are not that were built by the Middle Eastern people or by Asian people or by equatorial people. Sorry, Richard, go ahead.
Yeah, no. What you mentioned makes me think of Germany, how so much of what's being done is intended to cripple them as a manufacturing powerhouse for Europe. But the immigration, eventually left to its own devices, will eventually destroy the quality of German manufacturing, you would think. But perhaps that's too long a time scale for those who want to bring down Germany. I don't know what the immigration level is, how many non-whites are in Germany, what percentage it is so far. I don't know if anyone has heard any data on that. I don't know, James, do you have any comment on Germany?
Yeah, I think it will be much easier for them to turn America into a bunch of goat herders than it will for them to turn Germany into goat herders. See? Because you got to remember, a lot of technology came from Germany even before World War One, after World War One, and definitely after World War Two. See? But with what they're doing in America now, like Paul's saying, and I just want to emphasize that, America is much more sensitive to these demographic changes because the Germans will dig in, as they've done for hundreds and hundreds of years, you see. And they will form alliances with other countries nearby them in order to maintain their industrial and technical skills, you see. So Switzerland is an example. Right? Switzerland is an example. Switzerland is hiding all kinds of science and technology right now on the shelves. People don't know about it unless you're rich. You want your DNA changed. Yeah, you can do it in Switzerland. You pay the money, you get rid of your cancer. Bingo. See? In America, people go, what? A cure for cancer? No, that can't be true. I got to watch TV and eat my popcorn, see? That's how it works. Yeah.
Interesting insights.
Anyway, I'll let you guys go. Thanks again.
Oh, yeah, thank you for the call. We'll be back for the... Goodbye. Have a good day, sir. We'll be back for the final segment. Stick around, folks.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
And we are back for the final segment, Beyond the Official Narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with Paul in California, and Stephen Douglas Whitener. Hey, Stephen, what do you think of this other Nietzsche quote Paul sent? The secret for harvesting from existence, the greatest fruitfulness, and the greatest enjoyment is to live dangerously. That might be, so does that mean with James's comment, the Germans will be far more likely to know when to live dangerously than the Americans?
That could be. I mean, living well, I've always heard, is the best revenge. You know, it's like we've been talking about, we got to do something. And I agree with what Paul said about that. I said we need a new system. You know, it's not like we need a new system. We just need to be able to survive and to interact with each other without the one that we have imposed on us now. You know, we don't have to create it out of whole cloth. We just need to be able to network and you know, barter with each other. I mean, that's all. We're thought criminals and terrorists because we're saying you need to grow some of your own food and become as self-sufficient as you can and find people that you want to also survive and network with each other. That's pretty much what it boils down to.
I agree. I mean, yeah, and again, you know, going back to this thing with the border, it's something that I knew 20, 30 years ago could be solved so easily, just asking for volunteers. Or can you imagine even paying people like a bounty? You know, we don't need all this border patrol and all this ridiculous nonsense. You just say, look, you know, all you townspeople there that, you know, you want to help out and pitch in, you know, for every illegal alien that you capture, we'll give you $50, or we'll give you $75 or $100. Believe me, this immigration problem would be solved in a heartbeat. It would be over in a few weeks. They want it to go on and on. They like to learn helplessness. Mm-hmm. They like the chaos. You know, as James from Vancouver said, they're basically doing this to essentially demoralize us.
And they say that, just call me Richard the Bounty Hunter. Yeah, I'm in.
There you go.
Stu Peters.
There you go. Just what I was thinking.
Yeah, focus. Mm-hmm. Focus the bounty.
And I'll reprise one of my quotes, which I first used about these non-white, you know, illegal alien invaders and these other races on Jim Fetzer's show years ago, when I said they couldn't invent a paperclip or a cardboard box, and they didn't. And if you think that's anything light, just take a look at a cardboard box factory video and see the sort of processes and equipment and machines that are used to make a cardboard box. And it's not a joking matter. So, we're being inundated with people that surely could never invent what they're inheriting or they're going to inherit. And I doubt that they will be able to maintain it.
And our freedoms are on the line worldwide in Western culture. Stephen, Paul, it's been a pleasure. It looks like we're just about out of time. Folks, please do support the network and enter the John Stadmiller Book Drive through January 8th. Rotating banners with more information on the website. Own a book which was in John Stadmiller's personal library. Some great choices that are in the drawing each week. And you'll be in the drawing each week if you donate $100 or more. Please help out. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you all. It was a pleasure, as always.
Okay, folks, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.